Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We go through and look at a team like the Cavs. A 21-point victory feels good. I will get your sort of immediate thoughts from tonight, though, watching a Pacers-Bucks series that goes 2-0 to Indy. Game obviously gets a little bit closer towards the end. Dame has an impact. Is Dame enough to make this a close series and actually push this to 6 or 7 games? Or is this one basically the Pacers running away with it?
Well, first of all, I think it was great to see Damian Lillard just back on the court from a health standpoint. Obviously, anytime you have a blood clot is extremely scary, and the fact that he only missed a couple of weeks and was able to come back so quick is amazing. It's a miracle. That's great to see him back. I picked Pacers in 6 in this. I think I'm going to stick with that. Milwaukee obviously made this a close game, got very chippy at the end there. So obviously this is two teams that do not like each other right now. The Pacers, I think, have not liked a lot of teams this year. They've had a couple dust ups with the Detroit Pistons as well. So Indiana, good team, deeper team than Milwaukee. Damian Lillard obviously didn't have his best night coming back, but certainly expect him to be better. And I think Milwaukee wins a couple of games in the series, but Indiana ultimately, like I said, my pick was Pacers in 6. I must stick with that.
Now, Greg, was it more that Indy doesn't like a lot of people or more that Detroit doesn't like a lot of people in that sense? I feel like Detroit has a problem with everyone.
Yeah, that could be either one. Yeah, Detroit doesn't have a lot of friends around the league right now, and I think they're okay with that.
Yeah, it feels like that's the way they like to operate right now. But as we look at this Cavs team, that obviously in game one, I think going up against an Eric Spoelstra team, people were happy to see a 21-point victory over the Heat. I mean, you're always happy to see a 21-point victory in the playoffs. But was that sort of the indicator on Sunday of a Cavs team being able to flip the switch, or do you need to see it over a prolonged couple of games for them to be back on track to the way they were playing the first 4 months of the season?
Yeah, I think ever since the Cavs set the franchise record for wins when they won their 16th game in a row, I think this is a team that was just bored over like the last month. They lost 4 in a row after that. They knew they were getting the number one seed in the East. They knew Boston wasn't going to completely close that gap, and they knew, okay, once playoff time hits, we're going to be good to go. And they had a week off, which was great. They have everybody healthy. Everybody's available. Now, they didn't have that 21-point lead all game. This was not a Oklahoma City-Memphis Grizzlies situation like we saw on Easter Sunday. They have a 50-point lead the whole time. It's mostly kind of hovered around 9 points for a lot of that game. And I didn't feel very comfortable watching that for most of that. And then obviously in the fourth quarter, they pull away, and obviously Ty Jerome has a huge game for him. So I think this is obviously the team that we've seen all year, a team that can beat you certainly offensively, number one team on offense in the NBA. But defensively, this should be a good warm-up series for them. Miami is not a good offensive team at all. They weren't great even when they had Jimmy Butler. Now they're swapping Andrew Wiggins in for him. They didn't get better with that trade. So this is certainly a team that the Cavs should put away on both ends of the ball.
Hey Greg, I'll get back to the playoff series here in just a second, but we got the Sixth Man of the Year award voting finished out today, and Peyton Pritchard wins the award by a fairly hefty margin, especially with Ty Jerome coming at 3 there. Is it my full bias coming in and feeling like Ty should have at least been fully in the running for that, if not winning it? Or is that sort of, as you look at the numbers, something that's more realistic that Peyton Pritchard should not have been the runaway Sixth Man of the Year?
Yeah, I mean, Sixth Man of the Year almost always goes to the guy who scores the most. And if you just look at the raw numbers, Pritchard's numbers were better than Ty Jerome's. Obviously, we here in Cleveland know the impact that he has. And a lot of times for Ty, it's not just the raw scoring numbers. It's the timeliness of those baskets, the ability to come in when, you know, Donovan has to miss a game or isn't playing well, or Darius, same reason, and just the impact that he can make like that. So Peyton obviously was deserving. I mean, Peyton Pritchard had a great year for the Boston Celtics. I don't want to take anything away from him. Obviously, DeAndre Hunter, if he would have stayed in Atlanta and kept that consistent bench role with one team where he was scoring almost 20 points per game, he certainly would have been in the top three as well. And I think maybe the trade even to Cleveland hurt him just because his raw numbers weren't as good, because he didn't have to do as much on a better Cavs team than he had to do in Atlanta. So as much as we love Ty Jerome, I think the voters actually got it right with Pritchard. But I was happy to see at least Jerome made the final three and was got some honor that way.
Greg Swartz, Bleacher Report, with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Getting back to the playoff series, is a 21-point victory. I know we talked about sort of that it wasn't there the entire time, but should that end result be something we should be expecting to see more of, double-digit wins? Or do you expect that going into Game 2 and beyond in this series that Miami makes it closer, at least on a game-to-game basis?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of respect, obviously, for Miami's coaching staff, and I think they're going to get the best out of their players. And I think they'll make adjustments. Obviously, the Cavs did a great job on Tyler Hero, especially in the second half, just denying him shots. He's a guy that even in the play-in tournament, we saw he could take over games and score 30 to 35 points and kind of lift that team offensively when they don't have a lot of other guys that can lift them. So, and he was very honest after the game and kind of credited Cleveland's defense with when he would get the switch and then the Cavs would bring up a big to kind of contest him and make it tough on him. And I thought, you know, a lot of guys aren't that honest when they say, you know, this is what the defense did well against me. It's more like, oh, I'll just bounce back. And he kind of was very honest with that. So I think as long as the Cavs can kind of shut him down, there's no one else on this team offensively that scares me. I mean, obviously Bam Adebayo is going to impact the game in multiple ways with his defense and his scoring and his passing and his rebounding. But
at Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Andrew Wiggins is not going to score 40 and win you a playoff game. Alec Burks is years past his prime. Khalil Ware is a rookie who, you know, as good as he's been this year, he's not going to step up and probably give you 25 and carry you to a victory. So as long as you're the Cavs and you can kind of hold Tyler Hero in check, yeah, I think you win comfortably. But, you know, it's when you go to Miami, that's when the role players start playing better is on their home court. So I think the Cavs are going to have another double-digit victory at home. But then when it goes back to Miami, a place that the Cavs have struggled, you know, really historically, that's when Miami's role players are going to start hitting more shots. And I think the series is going to get a little bit tighter there.
You mentioned the Miami coaching staff, and a ton of respect, obviously, for Eric Spoelstra, one of, if not the best coaches in the NBA. But how much stock do we put in Spoelstra sort of being able to be the guy that without a ton of talent on the roster can still scheme things up, make the adjustments, and make series really hard on a team as talented as the Cavs and actually being able to change this series and push it past five games?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to go past five. I'll give Miami one. I would not be surprised if they win one, either game three or game four in Miami. But I don't think it's going to go past five because as good of a coach as he is, you can only work with what you got. And this isn't a good Miami Heat roster. There was hope that maybe Jaime Jaquez could be, you know, an impact player for them. He's basically completely out of the rotation. Nikola Jovic was another guy, another first-round pick, 6'10" guy with some shooting and passing skill. He's out of the rotation right now. He's leaning heavily on these veterans. Like I said, Alec Burks he's had a good career. We've seen him in Cleveland. He should not be a starter in the NBA right now, but he's leaning hard on his veterans. And, you know, Haywood Highsmith is a solid player. He's not a guy that should be getting 31 minutes. And obviously Kevin Love's out right now for personal reasons. Terry Rozier's out with an ankle injury, so he's a little shorthanded. But I'm surprised he's kind of went away with some of these younger guys that could potentially give this team a lift or a boost. Because if he just sticks with the rotation as is, he doesn't have a lot to work with. So I'd be shocked if Miami won more than one game in the series.
Greg, is this the type of series that the Cavs needed to get back on track in the first round? One that they can establish a little bit of confidence? They clearly shot the ball well in game one. Is this what they needed in order to boost their confidence to where it needs to be to take on teams like an Indiana and like a Boston?
Yeah, I think they've always been confident. I just think they needed a little, I don't want to say, they just needed something to spark that, oh, now we need to try again. Like, We went through this long regular season. We did everything that was asked of us. We got the one seed. We had the best offense in the NBA. We set the franchise record for wins in a row. And I think they just got bored. And now this just kind of reignites that, oh, yeah, this is what we're capable of. We're capable of putting up 120 points per game. We're capable of putting up, you know, top 5 to 10 defense in the NBA when all our guys are clicking. This is what we are. And we'll see once we get further in if the rotation shrinks a little bit. I was surprised Sam Merrill got 24 minutes. Obviously, the starters didn't have to play their normal time, and certainly their minutes will go up as the playoffs go along. But I think this was just a reminder of what this Cavs team is capable of and what we've seen all year from them. And I think they got bored over the last couple of weeks of the regular season, and now they've woken up once again.
All right, Greg, I'll get you out of here with this. As we look at game one, I think it's fair to say that Darius is probably the second best player on the court behind Donovan Mitchell. Is that going forward in the playoffs against a team like a Boston, if you were to get to the NBA Finals, is that enough? Is that a winning formula for the Cavs, or does Evan Mobley really have to be that second best guy in order for them to get it done?
Yeah, I think Evan probably has to be their second best guy. I think it's always going to be Donovan. He's the guy that you're going to go to when you really need a basket. But, you know, if you're looking ahead and you're looking at Boston and you're looking at Oklahoma City, if they make it past there, what do these teams do really well? They guard extremely well on the perimeter. You know, playing against the Miami Heat team, they don't have those premier impact guys on the perimeter, you know, maybe outside of Davion Mitchell, that can shut guys down. And certainly if you play against the Boston Celtics and you've got Derek White, you've got Drew Holiday and you've got Jaylen Brown. Those are three premier defenders on the outside. And you've got, oh boy, if you make it to Oklahoma City, I mean, we saw what they did to Ja Morant and the Grizzlies in game one and another almost 20-point victory again tonight for OKC. And just all the Alex Caruso and Lou Dort and Casey Wallace and all those just premier defenders. Yeah, you're not going to be able to get away with Evan Mobley having 9 points in those games. You can get away with it now against Miami because they don't have the personnel that can stop Darius and Donovan and Ty and all these premier guards for the Cavs. But yeah, when it comes down to, oh wow, now we got to go against Derek White. Now we got to go against Lou Dort. Yeah. Now we need a little bit more out of our big men. And I think Evan will be ready when his time comes.
All right, Greg, we got to run, but as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time and giving us a little bit of insight here, and hopefully we're talking again soon and hopefully quickly into the second round against Indiana or Milwaukee.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Appreciate it, Greg. Greg Swartz of Bleacher Report with us there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coming back, let's react to what Greg had to say as well. I think it's worth getting out there. Is game two or three the turning point in a series against the Heat where you finally lock it in? 216-474-0092. We'll be back to answer that as well as your calls here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.